In Moscow, President Obama just finished making his speech there a little over an hour ago, and he spoke to graduates of the new economic school in a speech also meant to reach the whole nation in Russia, not to mention an audience in Europe and the United States.
Well, economics in Moscow seems like an oxymoron. It's an amazing moment.
I think they're hoping that's part of the point, that maybe they could advance that cause a little bit. Well, earlier today, the president also had breakfast with Prime Minister Vladimir Putin at Putin's country home in Moscow. I was calling him president for a while, but he's the prime minister. Joining us to recap the speech, tell us what he heard, Clifford Levy, New York Times Moscow bureau chief, who was on hand. Clifford, mutual respect between the United States and Russia, or mutual rivalry? Which tack is the president taking here?
Good morning. I think he's definitely taking the tack of mutual respect. He used the speech to emphasize a lot of the themes that have been the basis for his trip, that the United States wants to work with Russia on issues like nuclear proliferation and terrorism, that Russia and the United States share common interests. And he also made clear that he had not come here to dictate to Russia how it should handle its affairs.
And how is the president being received in Russia? He got this rock star treatment on his first trip to Europe. He gets rock star treatment in so many places he goes around the world, but something a little more tepid in Russia?
I think it's a little calmer here. I would definitely say that he's not being received as a rock star. He's being received respectfully, but certainly not like the kind of celebrity coverage that we've seen in other places. Certainly nothing like, for example, what we saw in Germany last year.
All right. Well, missile defense as a bulwark against Iranian development of nuclear weapons has been a major issue between the United States and Russia. It was started by George W. Bush, a program set in motion to have a missile defense basically on Russia's border. Is President Obama sticking to that plan, or is there wiggle room here from the point of view of the Russians on missile defense?
You know, it's a complicated issue, and it's obviously one of the most provocative issues in the Russian-American relationship now. This was a proposal that came out of the Bush administration that President Bush championed. It's clear that President Obama is not a strong proponent of it. However, President Obama has not said at this point that he's going to abandon it. All he has said is that he's going to study it. There was some sense that this issue could have actually led to a lot of tensions at the summit yesterday and today. However, it appears that both sides are trying to sort of delay having to address that. They've essentially said they're going to create a commission to jointly examine the threat from Iran, and they're going to continue discussing missile defense and also how it possibly links up with cuts in nuclear arsenals for each country's nuclear arsenals.
Well, Clifford, it did seem like the president was allowing for the possibility that that whole missile defense thing would be abandoned. But I'm wondering if even more broadly, the president is taking a really interesting tack here. I mean, this might be a moment, even with the global recession, for a bit of gloating at the profile of Obama versus the profile of Medvedev and Russia in general. Yet it seems like he was taking great pains in the speech to elevate the significance of Russia right now, to elevate its place in history at this moment.
Well clearly you don't want to come to Russia as a guest and portray yourself as a kind of a world luminary. And especially Russia, which is highly, highly sensitive to these kind of issues of protocol and issues of history. This is a country that clearly mourns its loss of superpower status, and you don't want to rub it in their faces.
Well, Clifford, before we go, though, that being the case, you don't want to rub it in their faces, but the president also went at the issue of independent media, free elections, freedom of assembly, seeming to go right at Vladimir Putin. Is Putin going to let those things happen in Russia?
Well, actually, I don't think he said it in a particularly provocative way. I think he tried to say it in a more nuanced way. You know, he is, for example, today he's attending a civil society forum, but he's not doing it in a way that's sort of, again, one of the major themes of his visit here, he says, is that he's not going to dictate to Russia how it should carry out its affairs.
All right. Well, so, President Obama on the diplomacy offensive in Russia, Clifford Levy, New York Times Moscow bureau chief, helping us understand the president's speech in front of Putin and Medvedev and all of Russia. Thanks, Clifford.